Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Gentlemen, the mainstream media in the United States of America has rapidly deteriorated into the enemy of the people. Now, this is a bold statement, and I know a lot of people are going to say, this is sensationalism, this is going too far. Well, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to prove it. But before we get started, I want to tell you, I'm not blaming just one side, although I will say it's heavily slanted toward the liberal side of the mainstream media. Now, I realize there are people like Sean Hannity that exist, and there are people that, like Rachel Maddow that exist. But I'm not talking about them because they're opinion hosts. So before I get every SJW's panty in a bunch, you have a right to listen to Rachel Maddow, and she has a right to be the crazy left-wing propaganda-spewing nut that she is. Because she's not in the White House press corps. She's not writing a hard copy in a newsroom somewhere for an anchorman to read. She's being paid to give her opinion, as is Sean Hannity, as is a lot of people. So I'm going to exclude them from our little gathering. I am specifically talking about the mainstream media, whose only job is to report accurately and fairly to the American people what is going on in our country, and they are failing to do so, and they're failing to do so on purpose. For four straight years, folks, a campaign had been waged because the mainstream media in this country struck a deal with the devil. And they decided that they had to discredit our president at the time in a campaign to make sure this election would be slanted. Because if you control the narrative, folks, then you control people's conclusions. There are a great many people in this country who listen to one news show. Maybe it's CBS, maybe it's NBC, maybe it's MSNBC, maybe it's CNN, maybe it's Fox. Or maybe they just get all their information off social media. But you have to understand that maybe, unlike many of you who are listening to my show, there are a lot of people who aren't what I would call newsies or politically obsessed. They listen to a little bit of news while they're making dinner in the kitchen, or they're having their breakfast, and they say, oh, that's what's going on in the world. And they believe it. They don't fact check. They don't say that sounds suspicious. They say, isn't that a nice smiling news anchor that's telling me this? He must be telling me the truth. Look how well-dressed he is. Look how well-educated he is. He's on TV. Must be honest. The trouble is, they're not. Now, I'm going to give you a really good example right now. The Washington Post, quite a little while ago, posted a story from a source that said Donald Trump had actually called a Georgia investigator and told this woman on the phone, you will be a national hero if you find that there was election fraud down there. And there was election fraud down there. So your job is to find that election fraud. Your job is to find it. You have a very, very important task ahead of you. Find the election fraud, because it exists. Pressuring her. This was brought up in his impeachment trial as fact. MSNBC ran with it. CBS, all the major news networks said, undeniable, Donald Trump trying to corrupt the process, trying to put pressure on investigators. This was universally believed to be true. So much so, it was introduced at his impeachment hearings. Well, guess what? They uncovered the tapes. Not the Washington Post, because they wouldn't be honest enough. But the tapes were unearthed of exactly what he said to this investigator. Nothing of the kind. What he said was, you have a very important task ahead of you. And I believe that if you look hard enough, you'll find. I wasn't putting any pressure. He never said you're a national hero. He never said it existed. Excuse me. What he said very clearly was not any kind of obstruction. What was the retraction? Well, a little one page down at the bottom. Yeah, it turns out we made a mistake. No, that's not a mistake. That's called I purposely lied and got caught. This was evidence that was used in an impeachment trial for the President of the United States. You don't make that kind of mistake if you're a journalist. Don't you people understand? No newspaper puts out a one-source article like that. Oh, who's the source? Who said he said that? This person. Okay, can we back it up? No. Then you don't run with it. You know why they ran with it? Because they were told to run with it. Because they made a deal with the devil. You see, there really was election fraud, folks. But maybe it didn't come from a machine from Dominion. Maybe it came from a deal that was struck with the DNC and the liberal mainstream media, who decided they would get in bed together and defame and destroy the reputation of someone purposely by controlling the narrative that you hear, as did Facebook, as did Instagram, as did Twitter. It was a consolidated effort by the mainstream media to lie to the American people on purpose in order to shape a narrative that would affect the outcome of an election. Oh, and I have plenty more, some of it even more harsh. But let's go with a lighter example. Recently, the governor of Texas decided to lift the mask mandates. Well, this drove the liberal media crazy because, to be perfectly honest, if you would like to check, a state like Florida, who did very little lockdown, and a state like California, who has a similar environment, match them up. California, 9.6 unemployment rate. Florida, 4.1 unemployment rate. California in a disaster zone, being locked down forever. Florida not. COVID numbers are basically identical. Basically identical. The lockdowns did not work. So Governor Abbott says, hey, the mask mandate is off. It took about 3 days before the news media's narrative was, Texas citizens reject Governor Abbott's reckless and dangerous policies on COVID by still insisting that people wear masks in their restaurants and their businesses. I want you to think about that for a moment. When did Governor Abbott say, if you force someone to wear a mask, I will fine you $1,000? I don't recall him saying that. So what are they resisting? Governor Abbott didn't say you can't have the choice to mandate masks in your business if that's what you want. He simply said you have the freedom of choice. So there was no resistance. He gave people the option. Unlike the restrictions that gave you no options, zero options. That's a lie. And the mainstream media knows it's a lie. They don't care. They've lied to you about the president. They've lied to you about countless COVID numbers. They've lied to you about restrictions. They've lied to you about riots. The Capitol was stormed. We were told people with guns were in there. Show me one. Show me one person. Show me proof that anyone that entered that Capitol that was not a police officer had a gun. I'm still waiting because there is none. Who was shot? One woman who was unarmed. Why was she shot? We still don't know. How come the mainstream media is not telling you why an unarmed woman was shot dead? How come no reporters are asking? How come they told you a police officer was beaten to death only to say, no, it appears that was not the case? You see, when they give you the story, they give it an hour. They give it days, every day for a month. You're hearing this happened, this happened, this happened. And then when you find out it didn't happen, they just say, oh, turns out that wasn't the truth. And then they never mention it again. And nobody remembers that wasn't the truth. It's easy to retract a story after you've already burned it into someone's brain. There are still people walking around saying, oh, no, they stormed the Capitol with guns. No, they didn't. I'm not saying storming the Capitol was right. But you have barbed wire fences up. You have the National Guard still standing by. Under the threat of what? Show me the tangible threat. You want me to show you a tangible threat? Let's go to the border. There's a tangible threat. You're tearing the wall down. You don't want a wall there, but you want the wall around the Capitol. And what does the news media say? This is the same news media, folks, who told you children are in cages under the Trump administration. They're being torn from the arms of their parents. Do you think for one moment that that news media did not visit those camps when Obama put up those cages? Do you think for one minute that the people who reported that did not know when they took those pictures that those holding facilities were there in the Obama administration? They knew. They put pictures out on their websites. They put video up on their television stations saying this is what Trump did, knowing damn well these were built by Obama and Biden. They lied to you, and you fell for it, most of you. And everyone said, this is horrible, this is terrible. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went down and made a big speech. Where is she now? Where's the news media now? Where's the news media now that you're at 190% capacity, still being locked in jail-like facilities, none of them being tested for COVID, being let out onto the streets of Texas and every other state they can possibly bust them to? Reporters not being allowed to be seen what's going on and passively just sitting at a White House press conference saying, well, do you think it's a crisis? Would you call it a crisis? What do you think they would be happening if this was Donald Trump? They would be saying we are being blacklisted from seeing what's going on at the border purposely because it's so heinous. They would be calling for his impeachment and his resignation. They would be calling for human rights violations. Because the mainstream media, folks, is working hand in hand as the propaganda wing for the far left radicals. Don't believe me? Let's take a look over at CNN, where Andrew Cuomo was free to come on a show and talk about how wonderful his response was with his brother. And they could yuck it up while grandma was being killed in the nursing home. Oh, they were free to say every good thing about Cuomo they possibly could say. Report all the good news. But as soon as the scandal broke, Oh, I'm sorry. We can't discuss that because he's my brother. Oh, I see. I see how it works. You can only report the good news then. That's interesting because it seems you could only report the bad news on Donald Trump. You see, folks, it's very easy for us to take a look at this as objective people and say, well, we did our own research, but most people don't. Most people listen to the news casually. They're not newsies. They're not political junkies. The vast majority of voters are not, and the Democratic Party knows that. So your average person who works 9 to 5, they listen to a little bit of news, they believe what they hear. And if you're given carte blanche to lie to the people time and time and time and time again, and then to get excused by retracting it with a 10-second statement midnight, you control the narrative of what people believe. I talk to people all the time who believe the most outrageous things. Oh, armed people crashed into the Capitol shooting at police officers. This didn't happen. In what country did this happen? Who said that happened? And meanwhile, while we're being told by the news media that the greatest threat in this country is some ridiculous fringe group of right-wing extremists who may storm the Capitol and shoot people, you have Antifa running wild in the streets burning things down. A federal bank was attacked. Did you see that on the news? No, you probably didn't. They attacked a federal bank. Their credo is, until certain policies change, it doesn't matter what's happening, the violence will continue. But they're not a threat. In fact, according to Joe Biden, they're not even a group. They're just an idea. They're just a concept. And the news media runs with that. Joe Biden gave an address to this country and lied, repeatedly, objectively lied. First, he said, there was no vaccine until I came into office. Well, that's very unusual because we have video of you taking it, Joe, while you were on the campaign trail. Then he said, well, there wasn't enough purchased. Actually, there was more, Joe, than you purchased. Well, the distribution was low. Well, what did you want? Did you want it all solved before you got in there so you could just sit in the basement? Your projected distribution is under what Donald Trump projected. And you're going to take credit for it. That's what you're going to do. This is what the Democrats and the news media run with. Nancy Pelosi saying, we inherited a mess at the border. No, you didn't. You inherited a closed border and a deal with Mexico and a couple other countries that were keeping our borders secure. I will agree with the news media on one thing. It's not a crisis. And the reason it's not a crisis is you created it. You don't create a crisis. A crisis happens. You wanted this to happen. You asked for it. You begged for it. You said this is what's going to happen, and it happened. And now you're reaping what you sow, and you want to blame it? Nancy Pelosi says, well, this is because of the backup. Because Trump wouldn't let anybody in. And not one person in the media says, well, wait a minute. We actually had more immigration under Trump than Obama, legal immigration. And as far as illegal immigration, it's illegal. What do you mean there's a backup? That's like saying, well, you better open the bank quick because there's a backup on people who want to rob it. Every person coming across that border is coming illegally. We either have laws as a country or we do not. And the news media lays silent. While you can't have a barbecue with 6 people, according to Joe Biden, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people can be shipped into buses, into communities, without having COVID tests. And an estimated 10% have COVID. Now I'm about to get to the nefarious part. Why is this being done? Well, initially, the media wanted Donald Trump out of office. They struck a deal with the devil because they are socialists, some of them communists, and they want to fundamentally transform this country into something you're not going to recognize. Their ratings was another point because they knew anytime they bashed Donald Trump, their ratings went up. So they decided this will be the greatest thing for us. We will choose a side. The media will choose a side. We will control the narrative and we will brainwash the American people. And they succeeded to a large degree. But now what do? They don't have Donald Trump anymore. So now the plan is to ignore, deflect, not let you know what's really going on. Well, I'm about to let you know what's really going on. So hang on to your horses, folks, because it ain't pretty. I'm not saying the Democratic voters feel this way. I'm sure there's a lot of Democrat and liberal voters who feel sorry for these immigrants and say, with some genuine innocence to them, we can't just let them suffer. Well, I don't know. Our veterans are suffering. Our homeless are suffering right now. Our homeless would be better rejecting their citizenship, going illegally to Mexico, recrossing the border, and they'd be better off. Come back over here as illegal aliens. And you'd be taken care of better than you're taken care of now. You want to solve the problem in California? Have all those people reject their citizenship, jump the fence to Mexico, and then turn right back around. And they'll be taken care of. Think that's fair? Where's the news media reporting that? Well, here's what's up, folks. Your politicians in the Democratic Party, your socialists, and your communists, and some of them are, they have a plan. And here's the plan. Turn Texas blue. And you know why? Because if you get enough immigrants in there that rely upon you to turn Texas blue, you will never lose another presidential election. Because you will start every presidential election having California, New York, and Texas. And that's too big of a hill to overcome. And they know it, and that's the plot. If we can get an insurgency of enough aliens in here, fast track them to citizenship by 2024, we will have a voter base in Texas that will surpass the Republican Party, and we will start every presidential election with the electoral votes of New York, California, and Texas. It's too big of a hill, folks. You'll never have another Republican president. That's why this is taking place. It's not out of some feigned morality because you feel sorry for people. If that was the case, why didn't Obama do it? He was the deporter in chief, right? And you loved him? No, they got scared by Donald Trump. They got scared by the fact that someone finally stood up and said America first because they're globalists. They don't want America first. Don't believe me? $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. 9% went to COVID. The majority of that money went to foreign countries. What did the news media say? Did the news media say this is the biggest waste of money of all time? How come all of that money didn't go to COVID? How come you're funding pet projects and claiming this is a COVID relief package? No. They deemed this the most progressive and wonderful bill for the American people in history. What good is this doing the American people? $1,400 is chump change compared to what we lost in this economy. And I got a news flash for you that the media knows and isn't telling you. You'll pay back that number one, the $1,400 is your money. The government makes no money. The government takes yours. That's your money. And in turn for that $1,400 loan, because that's what it is, you will pay an additional $5,000 in taxes over the course of the next 3 years, meaning $3,600 interest on your loan. So they can spend like drunken sailors on foreign countries and then have the nerve to say it's a COVID relief package, and the media says, yes, master, yes, because they won't tell you the truth. The news media's job is to report to the American people the truth, and they know the truth, folks. This is a propaganda arm. You have to distance yourself away from mainstream media. They are literally brainwashing you. I spoke with a friend who said, I blame the American people for being stupid. I don't. I blame the American people for being lazy. The American people aren't stupid. But with a pandemic, with all kinds of things going on, there's only so much time people have to dedicate to their work and their family and things. They don't have time, a lot of people, to research things. So they turn on NBC and they see somebody report the news and they believe what they hear. If you grew up thinking Abraham Lincoln was the first president of the United States and you were told that by every single school teacher, you'd believe it. Because that's what you were told. It's called indoctrination, folks. And the mainstream media struck a deal with the Democratic Party to openly and willingly lie to the American people, use a false narrative, attempt to get a president impeached on charges they knew were false, by the way. They all knew were false. Every single one of them knew it was false. Because when the time really came and they were put in the frying pan and said, show your evidence, they had none. They made it up. And they were allowed to get away with it. And they're still being allowed to get away with it. They're lying to you about COVID. Just do your research. How many people died from COVID and how many people died with COVID? See, there's a difference. If you have four-stage terminal cancer and you contract COVID and you die of fourth stage terminal cancer, they're going to write you down as a COVID death. You didn't die of COVID. You died with COVID. If you're in a car accident and you happen to test positive, you died of COVID. That's not true. The numbers were fudged and the media hid behind them, just like Andrew Cuomo hid behind his numbers. The media hid behind them because they knew if they told the American people the truth, the American people would get out and vote, and you couldn't have that. You see, they had to change the voting laws, illegally, by the way. In order to ensure that Joe Biden would win, they had to change two things. They had to have the media's narrative that Donald Trump was an evil, horrible person, and they had to change the voting laws so the people who normally wouldn't vote would be able to vote. And they could literally steal this election. That's what they did. But they did it by these nefarious means. And they had to have the news media's help in doing it. And the news media knows. What we're going through right now in the United States of America is the most dangerous time I have in my lifetime encountered, because we cannot rely on the very people who swore to give us the truth. Because they've struck a deal. You must distance yourself away from social media. And if you can't, and mainstream media, and if you can't, you have to fact check everything you hear, including me. Fact check anything I say. I'm not asking for special consideration. But when you hear someone say something, ask yourself, is it true? Find out if it's true. Now we're hearing that Dr. Fauci had told President Trump, we can't have any vaccines until the 4th of July, minimum 2021. Don't promise that. Trump is the one who got Operation Warp Speed going. There wouldn't even been a vaccine if it hadn't have been for this. And Joe Biden says there wasn't one. And all of the news media says, he's right, he's right. And unfortunately, the low information citizens say, oh, I didn't know that. Wow. I guess Joe's doing really good, huh? Trump did nothing. It's unreal. They're controlling everything that you think. and they're looking you dead in the eye and lying to you and saying, sucker. Because the news media now, the mainstream news media, is the enemy of the people. They've decided they want a socialist country. They've decided they want to be more like China, where you own nothing. Don't believe me? How about the commercial they pulled? Yeah, the DNC commercial where they said, imagine 5 years from now, you own nothing, but you're happier. Because everything you have, you just rent. And what are you talking about? You're taking away our freedom of speech. You're taking away our freedom of expression. You're trying to bury our history. You're banning books. You're banning cartoons. We're currently living in a country where I can't read Dr. Seuss, but I can read Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf. I can't watch Pepe Le Pew, but I can watch Cardi B on an award show practically have sex on stage. And the news media says nothing. They don't call out any of this disingenuous behavior because they're in on it. They want to fundamentally reshape this country. And I'm telling you, people better stand up and stand up quick. Now, the good news is this. The ratings have never been lower for any of these networks. But people still have to get their news sources somewhere. And they're going to. And there's very few places to turn. Who's going to report it fairly? Everybody puts their own slant on it. Here's what you have to understand. I can put my slant on it. I'm an opinion host. But if you are a news anchor, you're supposed to just report the facts. There are people saying there was not one single member of any kind of Antifa group or any left-wing group in that Capitol. That is a lie. Want me to prove it? NBC and MSNBC paid the man who taped some of this $100,000 for his tape, and he was a man who was at a Black Lives Matter rally saying they were going to drag Donald Trump out of the White House forcibly by violence, calling for an insurgency on the White House. He was in there, taping it, saying this is going to be the greatest thing ever. Where was that reported? How do you know it was going to happen? Just happened to be there? Amazing. Amazing coincidence he's there with his camcorder. Just amazing. How come that's not reported? They're all in the bag together, folks. You've been lied to about COVID. Not that it doesn't exist. Of course it exists. Of course it killed people. But you've been lied to about where it came from. Oh, you can't say it came from China. Well, where the hell do you think it came from? Did anybody bother reporting that Dr. Anthony Fauci took American taxpayer money and transferred it to a Wuhan laboratory when he was told to stop? Stop researching it in the United States of America. So what did he do? He took your taxpayer money, shipped it to Wuhan, to the very lab that supposedly released this shit, and now you're going to tell me that he's the guy that's going to tell you what to do about it? Where's the news media reporting that? Look it up. It's unreal what they're getting away with. It's just unreal. We're going to go to the phones. We got a caller. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller.
I'm here, sir.
Go ahead.
I'm here, Mark. What's going on?
What's going on? Comments?
Yeah, so the Dr. Anthony Fauci, you know, the Fauci. That was brand new news to me, actually, because I keep up with the news media, the ones that report it, report the news, the good news. And I did not know Anthony Fauci was told to stop researching.
Anthony Fauci was giving a grant
and sent their money. I want you to say, I want you to be a favor and say it again for the cheap seats because I want people to hear it.
Okay. I'm going to give you the facts here. Anthony Fauci was given a grant by the Obama administration to research various forms of potential viruses that could potentially affect us in the future, which is a positive thing. As he's researching genetically altered forms of a virus, it is deemed too dangerous. And they said, we're not funding this anymore. It's too dangerous. This was in North Carolina, I believe, somewhere in one of his laboratories. We think it's too dangerous to be playing around with this. So we're not going to do this anymore. So what does he do? He takes the remainder of that grant and ships it straight to Wuhan. Coincidentally, right into a laboratory that just happens to be one of the ones that could potentially have released this virus. Amazing coincidence. Amazing coincidence. Research that, folks. And ask yourself why. And then ask yourself why a man like Anthony Fauci says, we don't need masks. Masks won't do anything. And then when he doubles down and says we need two, and you ask him, well, why didn't you say we needed a mask to begin with? Well, I was afraid there was going to be a shortage for the medical people, so I just lied to the American people. Oh, I see. So you lie with expedience. You don't care. Oh, if it wipes out a few hundred thousand people, who cares? I had to lie. This is the guy that's in charge. Folks, Joe Biden said you can't get together with six people at your barbecue yet. Last night at the award shows, they had all kinds of parties. I didn't see one person with a mask. Go take a look at your entertainment section of your papers and watch all of these celebrities at their cocktail parties maskless. Ask yourself why the immigrants are not affected by this. Oh, they're all in facilities by, what, 200, 300% capacity. They are moving people into stadiums in Dallas, Texas, because they've run out of space. And the news media is not down there pounding on the door saying, let us in, we want to see how this crisis is developing. They're allowing the crisis to develop because it's all part of the game. And the game is turn Texas blue. Because the Democrats know, eventually, socialists, I should say, they know eventually the American people are going to wise up and say, uh-oh, no, 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 we don't want this. But it's going to be too late, folks. Because they're going to force it on you. They don't want to lose power now. See, they got it. They got it by very questionable means, by using the media to shape your narrative, by changing laws illegally on voting, by doing everything they had to do. They took control, and they're not going to let it go. So now they know this is their time. And if they're ever going to turn Texas blue and permanently stay in power in the Oval Office, it's going to be now. So what you see crossing that border is their voter base. Don't you understand? Every single person that crosses that border into Texas, they're going to say, yeah, Texas, you're going to take them. 100,000, 200,000, however many people it takes to make sure that the Democratic registered voters in that state far outnumber the Republicans and we stay in the Oval Office for life. And we do what we want to do. And we just push through executive order after executive order after executive order saying you're going to do this and you're going to do that and you're not going to eat meat and you're not going to work here and you're not going to open this business and you are going to wear this and you're not going to wear that. Don't you see where this game is going? And don't you see how the media is complicit in this? Because the media should be warning you right now. The media should be telling you something's wrong. This isn't a crisis. This was manufactured. They said they were going to do it. Now they're saying, well, don't come right now because we have to fix the broken policy. There was no broken policy. The borders were secure. It's broken for them because they didn't want the borders secure. So they didn't have enough people to register people. They sent FEMA out there. FEMA literally has the word emergency in their title. And they're saying it's not an emergency. But guess what FEMA is being used for? They're not being used in any way, shape, or form to dissuade people from coming in. They're being used to filter them in quickly. The media is not telling you that either. They're not being deployed to help send them back or discourage them. They're being deployed. We are literally turning our federal agents into the checkpoint for drug cartels or human trafficking cartels who are running these people in. The cartels are giving these people wristbands. It's like Disney World, and we're turning our federal agents at the border into the ticket takers. The cartels are giving up drugs because it's more profitable to run the humans in. Why would the Democrats want that? Why would you want to flood our country with people you have not even vetted nor checked for COVID at a time when our unemployment is soaring, we have a pandemic, jobs are at a minimum, and most businesses are, and schools are closed, and hospitals supposedly are overrun? Ask yourself why this is the time. There's only one answer, because we have to get them in quick enough so we can fast track them to citizenship before the 2024 election. That's the reason, folks. And you can run whoever you want to run for president. If Texas turns blue, the Democrats will not lose. Thanks to the Electoral College, they will not lose. They will never lose. They could run anybody they want. See, they know that. Then it doesn't matter who they run. Makes no difference who they run. You'll take them. Because they'll have everybody's ass on a string. Oh, you'll vote for us, or you'll be gone. This is a power grab, and the media is complicit in it. So turn off the media. Turn off mainstream media. They are your enemy right now. They're just propaganda, a left-wing agenda that is seeking to fundamentally change this country into something you don't want to be a part of. And it's already happening. And we're starting to see some of the more moderate Democrats object to certain things. Wait a minute. How come I can't tell this joke? Wait a minute. How come you canceled this TV show? You voted for it. Idiot. You believe this would be a better world if everybody just did this. You give them an inch, they take a mile. This was their plan from the very beginning. Gain control by any means necessary, and then flood our country with enough immigrants reliant upon the Democratic Party to stay in this country that they will never again lose power. And that's exactly what they're about to do. Now the question is, are the American people going to wake up and hold the news media accountable for what they did, which is lie to you every single night and change the narrative of how you felt? Now, there's a lot of Democrats with eggs on their faces. I know a lot of Democratic voters who are saying to me now, hey, Marcus, you were right about some of this stuff. I don't know. I sort of regret my vote. Yeah, that's because you listened to people who had absolutely no morals at all and stared you dead in the face and told you lies and said, we're looking out for you. There was another regime that did that. They also controlled all the news media. They also controlled all the headlines. They also shut down private business. They also burned books. They also censored free speech. What is it that you're waiting for? What more sign do you need? Does someone have to flash a great big billboard in front of you saying your country is being stolen from you, right underneath your eyes, and you're doing absolutely nothing? So what should we do? Very simple. Turn them off. Do your own research. Understand what's going on. Because your information, your informed mind is their enemy. That's why they're trying to silence you. Don't you understand? If people were ranting and raving and they're lunatics, you say, let them talk. People are going to know they're nuts. The only time you try to silence someone is when they're telling the truth and you're afraid that they're going to actually make some sense and people are going to start waking up. Then you try to silence them. You don't try to silence people who are speaking gibberish and would only further your cause because you say, oh, great. People will listen to them and think they're an idiot, and they'll realize I'm right. No, the people you try to silence, those are the people you are worried about. So who are they trying to silence, folks? Do you see a bunch of Republicans running around saying, we want this person banned, we want that person banned, we don't want this person to be able to talk? Do you see a bunch of Republican social media sites saying, if you're a liberal, you can't speak? I don't. I don't see any of that. You're even being lied to on a state-by-state level. Here in New York, we have Governor Cuomo, who quite obviously was well known as being a man who was a bully, a sexual predator. Did the news ever report that? Now, all of a sudden, everybody knew it. Oh, we all knew it. Oh, yeah, we all knew that. News reporters are coming out. Yeah, he fondled me. Fondled me. Yeah, he bullied me. Yeah, he did that. Where were you? 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. How come you didn't report that? Because I got a news flash for you, chum. If I were a news reporter and somebody fondled me, number one, they're going to get knocked out. The second thing that's going to happen is I'm going to my paper that day and writing that story. Because that person doesn't deserve to be in office. And my job is to tell the people that. But you like your cocktail parties, and you like being invited to all the big events, and you like your big payday, and you're being told by the papers, no, you won't report that. You'll eat that, or you'll be out of a job. Does that sound like honest media to you? Suddenly everybody knows Cuomo. Everybody knows what he was about, just like everybody knows Joe Biden's lying right now. Just like everybody in the news media knows why these immigrants are coming across the border. Just like everybody in the news media knows why COVID shut everything down in blue states. They all know it. They lied to you through their teeth, swore it was the truth, and a good many people bought it. The Orange Man Bad narrative was designed on purpose to try to shape a narrative that would help win this election. The impeachments, they were just games. We got to make up a story. The American people see the man's on trial for impeachment. Oh, God, why would I vote for a guy they almost impeached? Yeah, and made up stories. Twice. Where's the accountability? There is none. Unless we insist on the accountability. And you know where the accountability comes from? Turn them off. And when they have no sponsors, when they have no way to make a living, maybe they'll come back to the fact that their job is to tell the truth to the American people, regardless of what their own particular beliefs are. Until then, folks, we are saddled with propaganda. We are saddled with a mainstream media whose agenda is lockstep. Lockstep with the Socialist Party. Not the Democratic Party. Let's stop calling it that. This is not the Democratic Party. Kennedy said, ask not what you can do for your country, but what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That's what he said. Now we're saying, what can the country do for me? Give me my $1,400 and I'll stay home. And I'll be a good little soldier. And I won't open a business. And I won't work. And I'll sit around and play video games and get fat and lazy and die early. Because that's what they want you to do. They want you to be the house cats. They want you to be the house cats of the Socialist Party. Everything you have because of us, so you will do what we say. You'll wear your mask. You'll social distance. You won't go see your grandmother. Oh, we will, though. We'll do all those things. You won't eat meat, but we'll have it on our table. You cannot be reliant upon the government. The government's reliant upon you. All the money that they have, that's your money. Where do you think it came from? The heavens? That's your hard-earned money. And they're wasting it. And the news media won't even report that only 9% of this COVID bill went to COVID relief, a lousy $1,400 a person. Donald Trump was offering $2,000. All he said was, I want nothing else in this bill except $2,000 a person. Would the Democratic Party vote for that? No. Ask yourself why. Why wouldn't they vote for that? That's a very easy bill to pass. $2,000 a person, done. Nothing for foreign countries. Nothing for gender research in Pakistan. Nothing for a cupcake museum in Des Moines, Iowa. Nothing for a bridge. Just COVID relief. The news media would have been screaming if Donald Trump said, I'm not signing any bill until there's all kinds of pet projects for the Republican Party. They would have been screaming at the top of their lungs. Now they're calling it the most progressive and wonderful thing for the American people ever. And you're being lied to again. How much more are you going to take? There are some evil people out there, folks, who are beholden to foreign countries. Trust me. And they're going to do everything in their power to make sure they fundamentally transform the United States of America into a country much more like China than the United States. And if you allow them to get to a certain level, there's no turning back, and it's getting close. Getting real close. So shut them off. Do not accept their word. They're lying to you. The greater majority of the actual news media are liars. They are attempting to control your information, what you see, how you think, and shape your views by forcing them upon you, by lying to you, by giving you false information and then retracting it in the middle of the night when you don't see it, so they can abscond themselves from any kind of a lawsuit. Did you see the Washington Post report that they lied about Donald Trump? No. Is CNN and MSNBC saying, oh, big story, the Washington Post blew this, totally lied about what Donald Trump said? We got the tapes to prove it. He never said anything close to this, and they almost impeached him on it. Isn't that awful? Wouldn't that be a big story? Isn't that a huge story that the news should run with? Are they running with it? No. They just give you a little brief, oh, sorry about that, and then on with the next thing. And nobody even knows it was a lie. Folks, there is a wall around the Capitol building itself, and they want to tear a wall down that's separating us from illegal immigration. ask yourself what sense it makes. Where is the threat in the Capitol? Prove it. They're burning cities down, and we're being told it's a peaceful demonstration, but we have a armed presence 24 hours a day around the Capitol building. If policies are so popular, how come you need armed guards? If it's so good for the American people, why are you protecting yourself against the American people? Shouldn't we all be thankful and saying how wonderful this is? Gas prices are shooting up. Oh, it has nothing to do with Biden. Now everybody knows what it has to do with. The news media knows. So they're going to lie to you, and they're going to say, well, it's supply and demand. More people are getting out. Folks, wake up. And then they try to appease you. Well, we're going to give you $15 an hour. Maybe we'll do that. Well, what good is it? What good is $15 an hour if goods and services go up by 35, 40%? It's all being eaten up. You get nothing. They know that. Just like the $1,400 stimulus check was a bribe so they could get everything they wanted, and you'd clap and say, oh, boy, I get free money. Oh, we'll give you $15 an hour, but everything's going up. And you say, oh, boy, I got a raise. And it means nothing. You're being lied to. Bribed. You're being made house cats. Not even particularly pampered ones. The news media is your enemy, folks. Shut them off and do your own research before it's too late.